the way for me, you know, it was by me, by Shimon first. So therefore, Shimon wants to get it back. And I have a Neidechot saying that Reuven grabbed it away from me. So what do we do now? Now, Omalei, Shimon, Reuven answers back and says, in true, I admit that I grabbed it away from you, Shimon. But you should know, in Chatavti, for the Dichatavti, I taka grabbed it away from you, Shimon, but you know why? Because it belonged to me. Like you had my Becha, and you didn't want to give it back to me. So now I grabbed it back from you. That's why I took it. So, Shalom, what do we do in such a case now? Again, there's a Neidechot here that Reuven grabbed away a Becha, piece of silver, from Shimon. And so Reuven answers back and says, true, I admit that I grabbed it away from you. But what I grabbed it was because it really belongs to me. So what do we do now in such a case? Do we believe Reuven or not? So Rabbi said like this, Heichi ni daino daino lahai dina. How should a dayan sit down to try and judge such a case like this? Who should we believe here? As far as like this, Lishlim, should we make Reuven pay that the Chur Shimon has a Neidechot, that Reuven grabbed it away from him? So Chur should believe the Yedechot, that Reuven should have to pay it back, give it back to Shimon. For the Gemara, Lekatre Sadi, we can't do that, because Shimon does not have two Edim. All Shimon has is just one Eidechot. An Eidechot is not strong enough to be Maitzi Mammon. We do not tell Reuven to pay back the Nascha because of an Eidechot. So because of the Eidechot alone, we would not tell Reuven to pay. If so, Lifterei, the Chur, maybe we should free Reuven altogether, tell Reuven, okay, go home, keep the Nascha. Iko Chat Sadi, no, there's an Eidechot though. The Eidechot says that you chapped it away from Shimon. Like if there wouldn't have been an Eidechot, so then we would believe Reuven. Reuven has a Migul. If Reuven wanted to, he could have said, I never grabbed it from you. You prove it. He could have kept quiet. Now that Reuven says, I admit I grabbed it from you, but I grabbed my own, we would believe Reuven. But here the problem is, there's an Eidechot over here. There's an Eidechot saying like Shimon that Reuven chapped it. He said, so Reuven doesn't have a Migul. Like Reuven has to swear against the Eidechot. That's the halacha. If an Eidechot says you owe money, so what you have to do is you have to swear that you do not owe money. But you're not free without a shrua. So Mor says, okay, good. Lishtave. If so, let him swear then. Let's see Reuven swear against the Eidechot for Shimon. So Mor says that he can't do either. Why? Ho'oma michtav chatve. Because Reuven admits that he chapped it. And the chivon diyoma the chotve have like a gazlin. Since he said that he chapped it, it's like a gazlin. So Rashi explains it like this. Rashi says, Lishtave. He can't do that over here. Reuven cannot swear against this Eidechot. Because Reuven agrees that he grabbed it away from Shimon. Now when an Eidechot says something, you have to swear against what he said. So if the Eidechot said that you grabbed it, you're going to have to swear that you did not grab it. So the shrua that you have to swear now is Shaloi Chotaf. You have to swear that you did not grab it away from Shimon. To go against, to contradict the Eid Echod. That's what the Pasuk is mashma. When it says, Lo yokum Eid Echod bish l'cholov and l'cholchatis. L'shalim momin shu kaifer. Ve'ed mechai ve'y lo yokum. If an Eid Echod wants to make you pay money, you do not have to pay because of the Eid Echod. Avakamhu avakamu l'shvua. That means, that you have to now go against what the Eid said. Shaloi chotaf. In other words, if the Eidechot said that you grabbed the money, you're going to have to swear now that you did not grab the money. Over here now, he can't do that. V'zeh gabihach shvua posluk a gazlan. Here, this Reuven, he's like a gazlan again to the shvua. Eitzel kol shvus. The less of the memel is tava the day chotav. Shein zu shvua matelos alov. In other words, he can't swear Reuven really what he's saying. In other words, Reuven is saying, I grabbed it, but I didn't do an issa, I grabbed my own. That doesn't help you for the shvua. You can't swear that it belongs to you, because that's not what the Eidechot is saying. Shein shvua matelos alov. That's not the shvua that you have to swear. You have to swear now against the Eidechot. The Eidechot said that you grabbed it. You have to swear now that you did not grab it. And that you can't do. So therefore, we don't have a good migul here. Therefore, we don't know what to do. What should we do to this Reuven? Reuven can't swear, so what should we do? So in such a case, Oma Leira, Rabbi said, if so, have a mechuyah shvua. Really what comes out here is that Reuven really is supposed to swear. Since Shimon has an Eidechot that Reuven chapped it, Reuven grabbed it away from him, said so the Eidechot is mechayev Reuven to swear. So Reuven is mechuyah v'shvua. But in this case it's called Sheina Yochel Yishovai. He can't swear over here. because he can't swear against the Eidech, he can't swear that he did not grab it because he admits he grabbed it. If so, the klal is then, v'chol ha-mechuyiv shvua, any time a person has chiyuv to swear, she'en yochel yishava, but he can't swear for any reason why, whether he's any day, he doesn't know, or whether here he can't swear, is mishalim, the klal is, since he has to swear, like shvua is mechayiv you to pay, unless you could swear. So any time you can't swear, you have to pay. Therefore, you have to pay. So Rashbam says, if so, v'hochinami, in our case also before, where again, where the Shimon said he ate in the field 3 years with the chazaka, so Reuven says, Bezin says, prove it, and Shimon only came with an edechot. So what do? We believe the edechot or not? So Rashbam says, v'hochinami, yikla mei mekiya gavno, ki evi trei sadad yoch lishne chazaka mukvinu lebiyodi lakech. True, if Shimon would have had 2 edim, he would keep it. But if he doesn't have any edim, we take it away from Reuven. We take it away from Shimon and give it back to Reuven. But here, where the case was Zikachat Sad, there's only one edechod, Tiochli Shalashonim. So Lishtab, the edechod, the Shuakom, Afiloi have a karkul, Meshvinalei, Amadi Yasit Sadi, Lekofalei, Elamoidalei, the Yochel, Vitoin and Achle, the Yachle. Again here, the edechod said that Shimon ate for the last 3 years. So now, What can go on here? Reuven, Shimon can't swear against that, because Shimon also admits to the Eidechot. So since the Eidechot is here, and with this Eidechot, we can't be mitzi the karka, you don't have shnei chazaka, one Eidechot is not enough of proof that you wait 3 years, so therefore you're like a mechuyev shvua, and therefore Shimon has to give the field back to Reuven. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. That's what the Rabbanim want to say in front of Abaya. They thought to say, it has the same halach like Naskh the Rababa. This says back, no. Omalay Abaya. Abaya said back, me dummy. What does one have to do with the other than they're not alike? Hosom sadi la ruyikosi. For the case of Naskh the Rababa, when Shimon brings in a dechot, that Reuven grabbed it away from him, the Eidus is saying against Reuven. Like Pasha, the Eidus is saying, you Reuven, you grabbed away something from Shimon. So Pasha is saying, you did a ma'aseh gzeila, you have to pay it back. And therefore, kiyosi achrina badei maftina lo minei. If Shimon would have had 2 edim that Reuven grabbed it away from him, then for sure Bezdin would have been mechay Reuven to give it back to Shimon. Like there's 2 edim that you grabbed that you have to give it back. So therefore, when one edechot comes, you have to swear against him. And since here you can't swear because you admit that you grabbed that you only said that you grabbed your own, and that's not the shvu against an edechot. Therefore, here you have to pay. That's good by the svar of Naskh the Rababa. But but over here, I'll tell you, listen, you akosi, over here when the Yedecha is coming for Shimon, that he ate 3 years of Chazoko, he's coming for proof, he's coming to see you, he's coming to help him out. If so, kiyosachrina, mukmina lebi yodei, if he would have had another person to attack her, it would have been in his possession, he would be able to keep it. In other words, shnei Chazoko, it's a proof it belongs to you. So if he would have had 2 edim, that he ate 3 years, then he could keep it. If so, now that he only has a neidecha, true, it's not 100% proof. But I'll call upon him, it's not against him. It's not something that you have to swear. So if so, there's no reason, there's no tzushtel to Naskh the Rababa. So here the chura, we still do not know what to do. There's no reason that Shimon should have to swear now. Shimon says, I bought the field off you and I ate here 3 years. Where's your proof? I have a neidecha, okay. He doesn't have to wait him, he only has a neidecha. But I'll call upon him, the neidecha is not saying against him. The neidecha is like Messiah, is helping him. So for sure he doesn't have to swear. See, here we don't know what to do then. There's no mechiyev shvua here. It's not like the case before. It's not considered here he has a chiyev shvua and he can't swear. There's no chiyev shvua altogether here. So what should we do then? So Gemara says like this. Kiyos, yeah. El or rather, idam yohod rababa, if you want to make this daimut rababa's case, lechad sadi, or letarte shni, or leperi. If you want to have a case, that would be doima to Naskh the Rababa, that you tell me the case by the karka would also, he should swear, and since he can't swear, we'll give it back, that only be like this. In the case of Lechad Sadi, again, where Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, what are you doing in my field? So Shimon says, listen, I bought this field off you 3 years ago, and I'm eating here the last 3 years. So Bezin says to Shimon, prove it. So Shimon only brought one Eidechod that he ate there 2 years, that's all. So in such a case, since he only ate 2 years, b'chlal, he doesn't have a chazaka altogether. Since he doesn't have a chazaka, therefore the karka we take away from Shimon. Now it's a shiloh we had before, that when Shimon has to give back the karka, he also has to give back the peris. So the question is though, do we know that he ate the peris or not? So now it's good, Reuven has an eidechod that Shimon ate 2 years of me, of my peris. So what does the other one say back? Shimon admits that he ate the peres. He's not saying he did not eat the peres.